This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
The John Marriott Sports Person of the Year is the individual and team sports are an essential element of healthy community. The award recognizes individual excellence in sport and as a role model for their community. The award is named after John Marriott, who won the first award in 2014 for his tireless work and service to the sport of swimming and as part of the Glamourhead Sharks. John passed away in 2015, but will be continued to be remembered for his tireless contribution to the community.
Congratulations to all of the finalists, and the finalists are Jason Buckner, a medal-winning swimmer and head coach for the Glamourhead Sharks. Meredith Maxey-Williams, an award and medal-winning rower and founder of the Melbourne Argonauts Award Rowing Club. And Sebastian Delfino, a medal-winning volleyball player and vice president of Team Melbourne.
Me. Yeah. I get this one.
You.
Wow, they really glued these things, huh? And the award goes to Meredith Maxey-Williams.
Thank you to the Globe Committee and sponsors for making these awards possible and for making tonight fabulous. Thanks to the judges for their time and excellent adjudication. To all the finalists, thank you for all the work that you've done to advance our diverse community. To all tonight's volunteers whose time, energy and ideas surely make the world go round. And to Dani for nominating me for the John Marriott Sports Award. Wow. In 2001, I was cajoled into helping create a rowing club from absolutely nothing. The dominant reason for me joining in was the idea that we could create a healthy space where people could come and try rowing, get fit, gain confidence and self-worth, and meet like-minded people in a calm and safe environment. The alternative to clubs and pubs and alcohol and drugs. The thought of the pain and self-loathing that so many of our community feel and the damage that done has always distressed me. Finally, perhaps I could help at least some LGBTQ people realise that we are enough just as we are. This is something I came to understand through my own journey in sport. Winning is the outcome that people use to gauge success, but really success is the journey, the friends, the training, the pain, the fatigue, and the blisters, and the life lessons that create inner strength and resilience. Sport can open doors to opportunities and enable experiences that can be life-affirming and changing. Certainly, coaching and mentoring has become, for me, the most fulfilling and satisfying use of my sporting and life experiences. At our first AGM, held on a train ride to Geelong, I suggested we name the club the Argonauts. The original Argonauts were a crew of brave souls with a variety of skills who undertook a voyage through uncharted waters where they faced adversity in all its forms and where failure was very likely, but they went anyway. I thought the name was most appropriate considering the task we'd set ourselves. To start a rowing club, an inherently expensive sport, with no members, money, boats, oars or rack space. And convince a paternalistic and heteronormative rowing administration that a gay and lesbian rowing club should exist, wasn't some form of protest, and they really had nothing to fear. 16 years on, with a mission statement of being a rowing club in a queer community and a queer club in a rowing community, the Melbourne Argonauts Rowing Club flourishes and the rowing community is wiser, more diverse and more colourful than ever. Thank you very much.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.